3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes. 18 former NBA players are federally arrested for healthcare fraud. You can't make it up. I wish that this was not true. There are a lot of young boys who want to be like them because of their money status. It's no secret that their money status is very high. They don't know that they are committing fraud behind the scenes. People wish that it was a joke, but it's not a joke. So I'm going to read the article so I don't make a mistake. So I have it with me. 18 former NBA players were charged with pocketing about $2.5 million illegally by defrauding the league's health and welfare benefit plan in a scam that authorities said involved claiming fictitious medical and dental expenses. The defendant's playbook involved fraud and deception by U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss told at a news conference after FBI agents across the country arrested 15 former players and one of their wives in a three-year conspiracy that authorities say started in 2017. According to an indictment returned in Manhattan federal court, the former players teamed up to defraud the supplemental coverage plan by submitting fraudulent claims to get reimbursed for medical and dental procedures that never happened. Strauss said prosecutors have travel records, email, and GPS data that proves that former NBA players were sometimes far from the medical and dental offices at the times when they were supposedly getting treated. In one instance, she said a former player was playing basketball in Taiwan when he was supposedly getting $48,000 worth of root canals and crowns on 18th at a Beverly Hills, California dental office in December 2018. The indictment said the scheme was carried out from at least 2017 to 2020 when the plan funded primarily by NBA teams received false claims totaling about $3.9 million. Of that, the defendants received about $2.5 million in fraudulent proceeds. Strauss said each defendant made false claims for reimbursements that ranged from $65,000 to $420,000. In a statement, the NBA called the allegations particularly disheartening because the benefit plans provided by the league and the National Basketball Players Association are critically important to support players' health and well-being throughout their careers and post-retirement lives. We will cooperate fully with the U.S. Attorney's Office in this matter, the statement said. Michael J. Driscoll, the head of New York's FBI office, said the case demonstrated the Bureau's continued focus on uncovering fraud scams that cost the healthcare industry tens of billions of dollars per year. Strauss said that the conspiracy was led by Terrence Williams, who began his NBA career as a first-round pick in 2009. The indictment said he submitted $19,000 in fraudulent claims to the plan in November 2017 for chiropractic care. The claims led to a $7,672 payout for Williams. The indictment said he then recruited other former NBA players to defraud the plan and offer to provide fraudulent invoices from a chiropractor and dentist in Southern California and a wellness office in Washington State. At least 10 of the former players paid kickbacks totaling about $230,000. To Williams. According to the court papers, a lawyer who has represented Williams in the past declined to comment. The Nets selected Williams with the 11th in the 2009 draft. He went on to play for four franchises, the Nets, Celtics, Rockets, and Kings, over four seasons as a role player, averaging 7.1 points per game. He was waived by Boston 2 days after his 26th birthday in 2013 and didn't appear in the league again. Among others charged was Tony Allen, a six-time All-Defense Team selection and a member of the 2008 champion Celtics. His wife was also indicted. Tony Allen was not in custody as of Thursday afternoon. The Memphis Grizzlies announced weeks ago that they plan to retire Allen's number at a January 28th game versus the Utah Jazz. For the most part, though, the former players charged had journeyman careers playing for several teams and never reaching anywhere close to the enormous stardom or salary that top players command. Still, the 18 players combined to make $343 million in their on-court NBA careers, which doesn't include outside income, endorsements, or what any made or what any may have made playing overseas. All were charged with conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and wire fraud, which carries the potential penalty of up to 20 years in prison. Williams was also charged with aggravated identity theft, which carries a potential penalty of up to 2 years in prison. Strauss said that the charge was lodged because Williams tried to frighten a co-defendant into paying a kickback by impersonating an employee from the health plan's administrative manager, claiming there was an issue with an invoice that might require the co-defendant to pay back money he had received. Arrests occurred in Washington State, California, New York, Alabama, Illinois, Florida, Nevada, Georgia, and Tennessee. It wasn't immediately clear who might represent any of the accused players other than Telfair in court or comment on their behalf. There was no immediate response to efforts to contact Eli, Miles, or Patterson through attorneys or entities that have been associated with them or to emails sent to possible addresses for the Allens. A person who answered the phone at the home of Eli's relatives said they were unaware of the case. No working phone number or email address could immediately be found for Davis or Roten. An email was sent to a possible address for Palacio. The charges came just weeks after former NFL players Clinton Portis, Tamarick Vanover, and Robert McCoon pleaded guilty for their roles in a nationwide healthcare fraud scheme. Sorry about the reading because it was very long, and I am done with the reading. At the end of the day, this is federal. There's a possibility that these former NBA players will get between 5 to 20 years when they are locked up in prison. The part that is so sad is that they had a long-lasting career because they made so much money from their careers. All of these guys were fortunate enough to enrich themselves and live the lifestyle that not a lot of people were able to live in, a luxury lifestyle. I have to question a lot of things. What did they exactly do with the health insurance fraud scheme? Did they steal information from patients? I'm talking about each NBA players involved. Were the names made up? Were there doctors involved in this federal crime? When I hear something specific such as a healthcare fraud scheme, I always question if there are others involved in this crime other than the former NBA players. To me, that's very dangerous. They never went to school about health. They never went to med school. They never went to pharmacy school. They did not have any qualifications to go to med school or pharmacy school. Why would you get involved in a career sector that's impossible for you to be a part of when it consists of a lot of requirements? I worry that a lot of young people who look up to these people are going to think that this is okay because this is actually serious. They need to know that they are flossing for you guys. Maybe they have a lot of perceptions of how these NBA players are living. Not so much because they worked hard to get to where they're at now. I'm not hating on their lifestyles. I'm sure that something else was going on behind the scenes. Talking about the crimes as well, I don't want young people to think that it's okay to have a career because we can live a luxury lifestyle and do something wrong in order to maintain a particular lifestyle. They are worried about the status. No, that's wrong. There's nothing wrong with looking up to people, and you can look up to whoever you like. That's your business.
However, I don't want to see young people misguided because they have a lot of growing to do. Maybe they were not passionate about their basketball careers the way they were before. That's what I have a problem with these former NBA players. I would not be surprised if there are other people involved. It doesn't change that they're stupid. It does not change that they're ignorant. These people do not have enough knowledge when it comes to the healthcare system and how insurances work in the healthcare sector. That's their biggest problem, and that will be their biggest downfall. Monica's former husband, I'm talking about the singer, was one of the 18 former basketball players who was charged with fraud in the healthcare sector. At the end of the day, it's not worth going to federal prison for it. Committing money fraud, including all types of schemes relating to money, is fast money. However, fast money comes with a bad result, and it will follow you for the rest of your life. You don't want it to haunt you at all. It's going to cost you. For these rich people who do this, they don't care that it will cost them because they can afford it. I know people want these rich people to suffer from it very badly. I get it. They know that these rich people are able to come back from this after they get released from prison because of defrauding a system. It's unfortunate because not a lot of people can, and they just don't have all the money to come back from it. They will have to face restrictions after being released from prison. That's not good money. The last thing you want to think about is wearing a prison jumpsuit just because you committed money fraud, including wire fraud. That's not something you want to think about. That is stressful, yes. People who are young and look up to these former NBA players should learn about this because I don't want to see them on the wrong side of the world about money. We don't want to see these young people get themselves into trouble. That's just my opinion for this situation. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.